Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the back flower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Wow. God bless us all here. And thank you for letting me come into your house and be with you tonight. Let's begin with a prayer. Lord, please bless our show tonight and bless the connection we're having. And let your truth shine through and let our little egos get out so that we can learn about the mysteries that you're trying to tell us and we're trying so hard to listen to. Bless our show. Give us peace, wisdom, happiness, and joy. Through your grace. Amen. And for the FDA, God bless the FDA. Nothing you're going to hear tonight is meant to treat, cure, or diagnose disease. If you have a disease, go to a licensed primary physician, which is going to be a medical doctor or a naturopath in 17 states. You can also go to an acupuncturist or a chiropractor. But for the FDA, I am saying here, loud and strong, a medical doctor or a naturopath. Okay. So God bless the FDA. My claim to fame is I'm the only guy you'll meet who will tell you that he has peace of mind, and that I'm happy, and that I feel whole. Not that I don't have struggles. We all have struggles, and we all have karma that we have to face, scheduled at certain times of our life. But I know how to resolve that as it comes up, so that I am one of the few people who will be able to tell you that they actually have peace of mind. I'm healthy, don't have any diseases, I don't have any pain, my body, don't have anxiety, don't have fear, don't have lack of confidence. And I'm not dominating. That's my claim to fame. And with my students, that's what I teach you how to do. Using this wonderful system, the Love Healing System, which uses the Bach remedies and the wonderful SAF, the two primary advanced technologies to heal the emotional component. Okay, that being said, let's get into the essence of our program tonight. And I have to tell you, the wind is blowing, a storm is passing through, this is, and it's dark, and I can barely read, and I may have to throw my notes and just step off the cuff. What is processing? Everybody knows about the processing. Processing means you sort it out. If you've got pain, if you've got disease, if you're suffering, you sort it out and get it handled. It means you learn what you're supposed to learn from the experience so you can get it handled. Okay, so if you got a piece of paper and a pen, let me give you some things that you can take notes on about processing. This is new to the planet, how to process your pain, how to process your illness, how to process your suffering. First thing you have to do is embrace. Nobody wants to embrace their dark side, their shadow side. They just don't want to accept what they're going through. So the first thing you want to do is accept what you're going through and don't run away. Don't run away into denial. Don't run away into drugs. You can become a food addict. You can become a sex addict, you can become an internet addict, internet junkie, but no drugs. Because, you know, You can do those things to calm yourself and comfort yourself. And you can get healed if you're an internet junkie or a food addict. But you can't get healed if you're doing one of the great spiritual laws of healing is you can't get healed if you're doing drugs. The second, number two, you have to turn your suffering over to God in your mind and in your heart. Now write this down. Turn it over, let go, and surrender. Turn it over, let go, and surrender. A student named Mihai, God bless you, Mihai, he told me about the God box. Said he wrote a letter and poured out what he felt, and then he put that letter in the God box and let it go, turned it over. So we all need a little God box, the God box of the heart, so that we can surrender, let go, and turn it over. Because you can't, if you're going and digging up the little seed and seeing if it's sprouting, the seed's not the tree. You have to just leave and turn it over, and here you'll see the little tree coming out. Surrender, let go, and turn it over. Which means to get it off your shoulders. Get it off your heart that you've got to figure it all out yourself. You can figure it as much as you can, and then you want to turn it over. You can get it, don't turn it over. Because it's not you who sorts totally out, who helps you to sort it. So you can't get healed unless you do turn it over. And let go. And relax. And quit trying so hard. And let God help you. Then, number three is that you need to ask God for guidance and instruction. So you turn it over to God and ask God. So, which Dr. Bach referred, says, your soul, you have to talk to your own soul, your higher power, the God self, within. The great power, and ask for guidance and instruction. What should you do? How should you face this? How should you deal with all this? What's the answer to it? What's the solution? What are you supposed to learn? Every experience in life is a learning experience. There's no accident. Emerson said, nothing happens by accident. Everything is pushed from behind. And then number four, faith. And excuse me, I'm having to talk over the rain. I don't know if you can hear the rain pounding on the top of my roof, but oh my God, screaming. You must have faith. Faith that God is going to answer your prayer. Faith that this is going to be taken care of. You have to have positive expectancy. Expectancy that this is actually going to work out. And that there's going to be a final outcome that you're successful. And that God is going to help you to resolve this. Faith also means that you see in your mind's eye the end game. You see the end result. That the whole thing is now resolved. That it's now handled. I have a woman who told me that she had a tumor, and I see her as healed. No tumor, completely free of that. And every time I think of her, I see it in that way. You want to think in terms of yourself as what you are going through. Deny it and see yourself healed, dissolved, successful, whatever it is that you're trying to handle. See it handled. In your mind's eye. And that's faith. And know that God will help you. Number five, keep asking God for help and turning it over. You have to do those two. Ask and then turn it over until you feel the peace of God inside your heart. and you'll feel it taken care of. You feel God taking care of the matter inside your life. Then you can quit asking. Number six. Now listen. You have to wait. Fine. You want to listen and be receptive, because God can speak in a lot of different ways, like in dreams, in the book, and someone telling you something. God can wait. Oh, I don't know if you can hear that. It is. I've never heard rain this hard. Oh my God! Absolutely screaming. Wait. Oh, and it's shaking back and forth with the wind. Oh my God! This is dramatic. I don't even know if you can hear me. It's not even raining. It's just like 40 outside. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh, okay. Let's keep going. Now my door has flown open. Hold on a minute. What drama. God. Okay. I need to look out and make sure my generator's still covered out there. Probably is, maybe it isn't. It looks okay. Okay, thanks for being patient with me here. With intellectual heavy stuff we're talking about. Okay. Wow, that's heavy drama. I couldn't even see out the windows, and the trailer was shaking back and forth, way out in the middle of nowhere in the desert. Number seven, the remedies give you the ability to listen and to actually hear the guidance of your own soul. This is a real miraculous thing about the Bach remedies, that you get to actually hear your soul. See, normally our soul's trying to talk to us and tell us, hey, you're too dominating. Hey, you're too much of a workaholic. Hey, you're hurting people, bossing everybody around, telling everybody what to do. Hey, you're hurting yourself, letting everybody walk all over you. Our soul's trying to talk to us and tell us this, but we're not listening. One of the gifts about the Bach remedies is that you can take the remedies and you'll begin to actually hear the voice of your own soul when it speaks to you. It's totally amazing. So if you're going through something and you're taking the remedies and you're going through something, if you pray about it, within a day or two, you have the answer from your own soul, and you'll move right through it. It's like way cool. Number seven, so you want to take the flower essences that deal with what you're going through. Number eight, processing means that you get the meaning and the understanding of what you're supposed to get. Now, this is really deep. This is deeper than what everybody thinks. You see, because the concept here is that there's something inside of us that is drawing this to us, okay? So it's not like that it's just happening and we're just like a victim. It's that there's something inside that we're doing, some pattern that we have inside of us that is drawing all this chaos to us. Okay, now let me read you from Dr. Bach. Let it be briefly stated that disease, though apparently so cruel, is in itself beneficent and for our good, and if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our essential faults. So there's certain faults that the soul is trying to correct. And in this age, the soul has chosen to use physical disease and pain and emotional suffering, but especially physical disease, as a wake-up call to get us to go ahead and correct these faults. Like Dr. Bach said, the primary diseases of mankind are such things as pride, cruelty, hatred, ignorance, instability, selfishness, and greed. So when we have the disease, what's happening is we got too much hate, we got too much animosity that's eating on us, we got too much greed, and our soul is saying, you need to chill that greed. We've got too much pride, arrogance of mind. Ignorance means that we don't listen. When we're told, we don't listen. We don't ever learn anything. Selfishness, well, you know what that means. These are things about them that he's working. These are things which actually cause the disease. Will guide us to our essential faults. If rightly interpreted, disease will guide us to our essential faults. So the Lord is trying to correct the faults that we carry. That's first secret of disease. The second, that Dr. Tucker directed to point out a lesson which by other means we have failed to pass, and never be eradicated until that lesson is learned. So there's a particular lesson that our soul is trying to correct. There's a particular lesson that our soul is trying to give us. So the lesson could be, you know, we may need to resolve the sexual abuse from our childhood. We may need to resolve the disharmony in our marriage. We may need to get out of this particular work that we're doing and find our true life work and get into that. We may need to move to another part of the country. We may need to resolve certain things inside of ourselves. And our soul is giving us this suffering, this disease. There's a lesson that our soul is trying to give us. And we need to go above the physical plane into the spiritual to find the lesson. And the Bach helps you to do that. As you take the Bach and you take the right remedy, you're going to discover what the lesson is that has been causing your suffering. So number eight, processing means that you understand what you're supposed to learn here. And I tell all my guys, I say, listen, pray and ask God, what is the lesson here? What are you trying to teach me? And also pray and ask, what are the faults that I need to resolve here? And that'll take care of dealing with the lesson and the faults. And you want to take the Bach flowers that work on those particular issues. Maybe you're dominating. Maybe people dominate you. Maybe you've never got enough self-esteem and you need to resolve that. It's not a five-minute process. A thorough constitutional transformation, like where you go from no self-esteem to full self-esteem, you figure it's going to be 8 months to a year. Someone, the most dominating person I ever met, his wife brought him to me, very spiritual man. In 5 months, 6 months, she told me he was no longer dominating. And I knew him for a couple of years, and he never went back to being the way he was before. The meanest kid that I ever met, his mother and I gave him remedies for about 8 months. And at the end of that time, he was just the sweetest and kindest and most loving person you'd ever want to meet. So that's called a thorough constitutional transformation. These things take time. It's not a five-minute process. You want to find out what the lessons are that you need to learn. You're busy learning what the faults are that you have. And you're busy changing those faults. Otherwise, you got to go down to a lower vibration and live in a world where disease, suffering, and pain have no cause. Just a random shot. And I'm definitely tired of living there. And then you need to, number nine, and write these down, resolve and rectify the issues. You want to memorize those words. People don't understand this. Resolve and rectify the issues. You need to handle it. You need to handle them. You need learning lessons, resolve the faults, and fulfill what you need to fulfill from the experience. Let me give you an example of resolution. Girl goes to college. Professor says, oh, you're going to have a test on such and such, and you need to read these books. And she sees that work laying on her desk. She needs to go and sit down at her desk and resolve that college class. And the way she resolves it is by reading the book, getting ready for the test. When she does that, she'll take the test. She'll get a good grade. She'll be fine. Resolution means that there's something you need to do to handle the material that's causing you the pain and the suffering. It's schoolwork, but it's schoolwork on a spiritual level, the metaphysical level. If you live in the material plane, everything's black and white, 9 to 5, Democrat and Republican, communist and Westerner. You live in a morbid, dark world where there is no higher learning. But if you're going to live in a metaphysical world, a magical world where there's higher energies, what Einstein called the fourth dimension, which is the etheric world or the astral world, then you're going to need to learn to do schoolwork. And your schoolwork is a lesson that God's trying to teach you, giving you disease as a wake-up call, giving you pain as a wake-up call. That's one of my specialties, getting people out of pain. I've owned 3 schools of massage, and over the years, I've learned to get people out of pain. The biggest secret of getting people out of pain is finding out why they have the pain. I had a woman who had so much pain, and she called me in a month and a half, said, "Dr. Love, I know why I have the pain. My husband is putting his negative energy on me. He's putting his pain on me." And she went and talked to him. She was now assertive, taking the assertiveness remedy. She talked to him and said, "Listen, I'll tell you," he really didn't like the pain that she was in. He loved her dearly. She said, "You've been putting all your pain on me, and that really needs to stop. I don't want to have any more pain. I don't want to take on your pain." And he is a Christian guy. He said, "Gee, I'm really sorry." And he stopped it. And changed. And she had changed. She didn't want to take it anymore. She figured out where it's coming from. Pain, and it stopped, and all her pain went away. Within 2 months, she had no pain at all. Anytime you have pain, there's a reason for it. Everything operates in the physical world by the law of karma, the law of cause and effect. It's always cause. And the cause of pain and suffering is a wake-up call to tell you that you're being destroyed somewhere, somebody, some pattern, something. Is tearing down, is destroying it, and you go and find it and figure out what it is, resolve it, resolve and rectify it. When you resolve it, you do the homework on it, the schoolwork on it, you make the changes, you learn like she had to learn to become assertive. You make the changes on it, and then you, I have a student who had some pain. And he told me he was too much of a nice guy, and he was. We used some shielding remedies for that. He's also a workaholic, and we used some of the workaholic remedies for that. And now he tells me he has no pain at all. He got those energies handled, and his pain went away. His pain was just a wake-up call, telling him to go and handle stuff. When I was in L.A., I used to work on movie stars, the top people of the music industry. That's my claim to fame back then. I don't do that anymore, but back then I was in my 30s and all excited about being in L.A. and everything and had these opportunities. But I always told everybody, I said, "When you come to me and get treatment, we're going to get rid of all your pain on a lasting and basis." And we could do it because I would give them the Bach flowers for the cause of why they had the pain. And their pain would go away and it'd stay gone. I had a guy who was an attorney, migraines, and back pain, most impatient man that I probably have ever known, dominating, and total workaholic. And when we were done working about 8 months, he was no longer workaholic, no longer dominating. His migraines were gone, his back pain was gone. And I met him in the health food store, introduced me to his new wife. And I asked her, took her aside, this 2 years later, I said, does he have back pain? No. Does he have any migraines? No. Is he a workaholic? No. Is he impatient? He was like one of the most impatient people I ever met. She said, no. I said, do you have any, no pain at all? She said, no. He was still a laid-back California guy. No court appearances. No, this heavy courtroom litigation. He was just working for a company, going through legal contracts. So you want to resolve the issues that are causing you to suffer. This is the essence of the emotional spiritual conflict, of the emotional healing, the emotional component. Understand the lessons. Understand the changes God wants you to make, the character defects, the defects, faults that he wants you to heal, and get those things handled. Resolve those issues. Rectify those issues that are coming up. This sounds like a bunch of theory, but I'm telling you, when you do it, it's going to blow your mind, totally blow your mind. People don't even believe it. I can't tell you that. It was just like with massage work, okay? Back then, I was like the only person that says, we can totally resolve your muscle tension on a permanent basis. They believed it. They paid me for it. I gave them the treatments, and their pain and their tension went away. It didn't come back. When I talked to massage therapists back then, I would say, listen, I can show you how to do this. And they didn't believe me. So it sounds pretty far-fetched, but I'm telling you, this is the truth. This is why this system of healing, one of the best systems on earth, if not the best, you can be able to get results with this system you couldn't get with any other kind of system, because I'll show you how to deal with the emotional component, the emotional spiritual conflict inside of a person. There's two dimensions you need to learn to process on. The first dimension is what is in your face. That's the pain and the issues staring in the face. The baggage that you know about. Your fears, your anxieties, your worries, your hatred, your bitterness. That's person. The second dimension that you need to process is called the underworld ghost river. It's what the ancient Chinese called it. The underworld ghost river is what you cannot see. It's deep, deep, deep. The visible light spectrum, you know, what you can see and touch and taste and feel, is only a tiny part of the total light spectrum. You've got macro waves. You've got sound waves that you can't even touch and can barely pick up with instruments. You go into a room and there's the internet screaming through that room. But you can't pick it up unless you have a computer. If you reach to see it or touch it, you can't touch it. It's invisible. There's invisible energies everywhere, and the most important invisible energies are the invisible energies of your shadow side, deep inside you, the stuff which is causing your disease and your suffering. This is the second dimension, the underworld ghost river. This ghost river, you have to pull your records and open your files. So you have to actually open the files on this stuff. 98% of the emotional component is invisible. What's causing your disease and suffering? You won't be able to see it. You won't be able to touch it. You won't be able to feel it. You don't even know it's there. So a lot of times a person will say, well, I got these migraines. I got this pain or whatever. And I say, well, where's it coming from? What's causing it? Well, I don't know. I don't know. So we have to pull the records and open the files. The lady that I talked to you a minute ago about, who had the terrible, terrible body pain, who came and told me it was her husband who was laying his negative energy on her, took us a month and a half to pull the records and open the files. When you're doing the emotional component, you have to pull the records and open the files and find out what it is that's really going on. I had a guy who had some physical problems a few months ago, and he woke up one day, and he says, oh, my God, I'm not in love with my girlfriend. I don't want to be with her for the rest of my life. So he told his girlfriend that he wanted a separation, and he moved out. He moved out very quickly. She didn't like it, but all his physical problems went away. It was the cause of his suffering. He wasn't meant to be with her. God did not want them together and sent him physical suffering as a wake-up call to get him to make this realization and make this change. And this took about a month. It took about a month on the remedies for him to wake up to that. And he went ahead and made the change. And he said, I'm happier than I've ever been. Because he was with the wrong woman, doing the wrong thing, the wrong time, the wrong reason. Disease and suffering is to bring us back to the Tao. What does what they call it in the ancient China? God's will and God's plan is what they call it in the current Western culture. People talk about God's plan. Very few people know about it. Suffering and disease is to bring us back to God's plan, to the will of our own soul. So 98% of the emotional component is invisible, so you're going to need to pull the records and open the files. Once you pull the records and open the files, you're going to need to go through the doorways and the gateways of the change and become a different person. He had to become a person who was single, no longer with his girlfriend, with her for a couple of years. The lady I talked about earlier needs to go through the doorway and the gateway of becoming assertive, standing up for herself, discovering where her pain was coming from. She was taking on her husband's pain, and go through the doorway of confronting him and asking him to stop, which worked. He stopped, and she completely stepped away from all her pain. Most people, when they deal with the emotional component, deal with it in an intellectual way. You can't resolve the emotional component through the intellect. The lady I told you about with the taking on her husband's pain, it was a feeling when she discovered that she was absorbing his pain. It was a feeling. It was an emotional feeling, emotional space. You have to open your heart to that emotional messages in space. It's like when I'm listening to the animals here in the desert, I have to open my heart to the language of the animals' space. When you have the gateways come and the solutions come and you're rectifying this, you have to open your heart to the messages from your soul, which are not intellectual. And when she went and talked to her husband and explained this, it was an intellectual thought. But she was communicating the depth of the emotional space of her absorbing her pain, her pattern from her childhood, of her absorbing his pain. And he got it. So intellect is only going to take you to the doorway. It's not going to help you go through the doorway. You have to go through that in the emotional and the feeling. Now, here's another issue. The biggest thing about the emotional component, about the mind, I'm sorry, is its ability to sabotage you. Sabotage. The mind does not want you to heal your emotional baggage. So the mind is sabotaging everybody. I mean, just think about it. People you know who are depressed, or people you know who are dominating, people you know who are impatient. Do you know any of them ever getting healed? No, because the mind sabotages it. And it sabotaged the professional. It sabotaged the professional so much that they just gave up. Dr. Friend, who's one of my students, she says, she's a psychiatrist, and she says that when the psychiatrist goes to psychiatric school, there's no Jungian analysis, no therapy, no talking therapy at all. It's all pharmacology. They've completely given up on dealing with the patients as people and helping them work through their and their human being issues, inner self of their heart. Completely given it up. And it's all, let me give you some pills. We'll give you some Prozac. We'll give you some Ritalin. We'll give you some Xanax. Because the mind has sabotaged the whole profession. So when you go in, start dealing with your own mind, you're going to have to, it's not like you just learn the protocols but the remedies. It's not linear like that. You have to learn how the mind sabotages everything. The mind can twist everything around and you can't even see where it's operating from. In fact, this thing of most of the records being invisible in the emotional component, that's because of the sabotage of the mind. The mind has no consciousness. The soul has consciousness. The mind is a materialistic entity. The mind is like a computer. Helps you get through college. Helps you get on the internet or whatever. But the mind wants to control everything. And the mind, like a computer, needs to be plugged in. Computer needs to be plugged into your wall socket. If your computer's not plugged into your wall socket, it's not going to have any power. So the mind gets its power from you. It plugs into your heart. It plugs into your electricity of your body. It plugs into the energy of you. It plugs into your soul. It plugs into all the different parts of you. And it, when you see a friend and she's sitting over there, she's got all this anxiety, she's got all this hurt, that's the mind feeding off of her. The mind, Kirpal Singh, is like a good, like a servant. A good servant serving you. It's not controlling you. The mind wants to control everything. So when the mind is sabotaging you, the mind is controlling you. Even in ancient realm, sometimes the servants, the slaves, would raise up and kill their masters. You don't want the mind taking you over. And when you have anxiety and worries and fears and hurt and pain, the mind now is running the show. And it'll continue running the show forever to feed off of you. Because the mind, see, the soul gets its energy from the higher self, the infinite intelligence, the great soul, the great Godhead, overhead. But the mind has to get its energy from you. So when you're all tortured and tormented, the mind is feeding off of you. And it'll manipulate you and turn you around to keep feeding off of you. And that's why you see people, nobody's dealing with the mind and the emotions hardly at all, because they're so confused by the sabotage of the mind. And that's one of the things I teach you in my course, is how to understand the mind and how to antidote the sabotage of the mind. The mind is a thief in the form of a friend that comes to you as a friend, but in reality, it just wants to suck your energy and take your power. I've seen great spiritual teachers, very great advanced spiritual people, so great that when they would walk around, thousands of people would follow them. Just to be close to them, hear whatever they said, hang on whatever they said. And I've seen these people fall to the very bottom from sex, where they were lured by the mind into a sexual relationship with their people, and they fell to the bottom. I've seen that happen over and over. The mind is a great servant, but you do not want the mind to be a master. You don't want it to lure you away. You don't want it to trick you. And that's part of what I teach in my course. Now, let's start talking about, oh my God, I completely forgot my poetry. Let me read your poem here. If I could tell you what I'm feeling, if I could only know the way I feel deep within my heart. Clouds move slowly, softening the touch of sky. shadows long upon the desert earth. Your footsteps silent on the path. Perhaps the rain will come and thunder from an ancient time. A way will put down this crazy and stop and seek to know myself. One day I will be whole and somehow work away. And sort out the pain and darkness that I hold within my soul. One day when earth is green and desert flowers bloom across the landscape of the heart, one day I'll cease to run external and I'll go within myself and seek the knowledge of the other world, the world of whispers and of truth and of silence and of love and kindness to myself, where I find out who I truly am and handle all this baggage and the massive demons that I carry in the night and move onto the world that's waiting just behind the silence of the heart. Just behind the stillness of the inside, of the inside of myself. Don, are you around? I'm going to ask my engineer if I can take a little break here. Thanks, Don. Give me a break there. I went outside. Man, everything was not glued down, and even the things that were glued down been flying across the desert. Drama, drama, drama. High drama. That's going to make for another poem. The trailer was rocking back and forth. The rain was just all neck shaving like that. Let me hit another poem here. I wrote a couple of poems. I didn't even go over them, but one of them I thought was really cool. Let me read you this one. I haven't even read over it. She walks the vastness of a mountain light. a ghost of night upon the mountain path. If she could only open to her healing, maybe all this pain would go away. If she could understand the secrets of herself deeper to the records and the chambers of her soul, to step in harmony with her inner self, to shine in oneness with her true self. A woman of the mystic mountainside, stepping in the footsteps of her power, reaching for the person who she's really meant to be. Well, I really like that one. Life work. Cherokee taught their children that each person has two gifts and two latent gifts. As I mentioned last week, first gift I found was cooking, and I had the first vegetarian organic restaurant in Northern California with some friends. The second gift I found, which is my primary gift, is healing. And once I got into that, I have never stopped. Thank God for the wild oats. It leads me from step to step. And I don't ever make any mistakes in taking the wild oats. The Cherokee taught that you have two gifts and two latent gifts. One of my latent gifts is definitely poetry, and another, I believe, is photography. But my primary gift is healing. In our society, they don't even know that you have a life work. Napoleon Hill, one of my favorite motivational guys, the original motivational guy, personal friend and personal advisor to President Wilson and President Roosevelt. He said each person has one thing that they can do better than anyone else on earth. That one thing for me is this healing in the emotional, the mind, the emotional component. I have my program. I'm so happy. What is it for you? The wild oat is your key to discovering what your life work actually is, what your mission is, what your gift is. You know the guy who stops and says, "What's the matter?" And you're on the free, crowded freeway. "I don't know, the car just quit working." Throws open the hood, looks inside, jiggles a few things. "I'll try it," and it starts right up. My God, that's his gift. He's got magic with them. They want you to conform. They want you to be part of the museum, part of the machine. Nobody wants you to find your life work. If you find it, they're going to get jealous. They're going to stick their foot out and try to trip you because they don't have their life work. First thing when you're taking wild oat is you learn what you don't want to do. I had a student who told I've got her on wild oat, and then she told me last week, she said, "I realize I don't want to be taking on any new clients," so she quit. And then she says, I'm working less. So once you start taking the wild oat, you'll start organizing your life, and you'll start stopping doing what it is you don't want to do. You have to wait. The wild oat is the one you're healing, sometimes a two-year healing. But there's nothing on earth that I have ever heard of that will take you to your life work like the wild oat. You just keep taking the remedies, and I take it four times a day and don't stop. And let God work through that remedy to take you to your life work. Now, you also need to resolve the blocks that you have that's keeping you from being able to be yourself. It could be that you're coded to draw suppressive people who suppress you, dominate and control you, take power over you. That's what we have. Talking to a brother today, he's messing with his head. One woman is a remedy for protection, people messing with you. Sentry, being too much of a nice guy. Agrimony, putting on a happy face. There's 9 remedies for protection and people messing with you. People messing with you, you'll never find your life work. If you're under the influence of a suppressor person, you start finding your life work, you start coming into your power, they'll take it all away from you. Because they own you, they control you, and they feed off of you. Maybe your block is that you're a workaholic. You'll never find your life work because you're busy, being over busy, running here, running there. You'll never find your life work because you never take time to get in touch with yourself, to find who you really are. A lot of different blocks. Maybe your block is that you're too dominating. You're so busy dominating and controlling everybody, you can't find your life work because you're busy. Too busy being in control and controlling everything. You can't let go and let God take you to your right place. There's a lot of different kinds of blocks. So not only do you need to take the wild oat for your direction, but you need to resolve these blocks that keep you from being able to be your true self, to be the person you're meant to be, and to be in your power. You need to resolve those blocks. Then the wild oat will work. When you're on the wild oat, you don't need to make it happen. The life work will just come to you. It'll come to you as a gift. So you don't need to go searching for it. You need to relax and let God work for you to bring it to you. It's like what you tell a young girl. Don't go looking for a husband. Don't go looking for a man. Just stay in your apartment, work on yourself, be with your girlfriends, work on your own crap. Be with yourself. And God will bring a man to you. And you have to make sure it's the right man. You don't want to jump in with somebody just because he sweet talks you or he's nice to you or whatever. You have to make sure he's the right person. So it's the same way, you know, with wild earth, you don't say, oh, I'm into this multi-level now, it's so cool. No, you want to take it real slow and easy, and God will bring it to you, your life work to you. You don't have to go get it. You also take the wild earth for the big decisions in life. Should I marry this person? Should I move to Cincinnati? Should I move to another state? The big decisions of life. When people tell me that they have a big decision they're trying to make, and I give them the wild oat, always, they tell me that I made the decision and it was the right decision. The confusion goes away. Once they get onto the wild oat, they become very definite and centered because they begin to tune into what the Tao is, what God's plan is for their life. It's a cool remedy for big decisions in life. And then we have the really cool thing called the Saturn return. When you're 27, 28, 29, and also when you're 57, 58, and 59, Saturn comes all the way back to your birthplace. And it's the time that God made for you to find your life work, what your purpose, mission, calling is in life. And usually people say, well, you know, I decided to get in, become a nurse or something. So they get an upgrade in their job, but they still don't find their life work. It's back around when you're 57, 58, 59, and people might get a little bit of an upgrade, but they still don't find their life work. Hardly anybody has their life work. I mean, it's almost like nobody has their life work. When you take the wild oath, you will find your life work eventually. Just trust the process, take it, and don't stop, and let God work in your favor. Everyone has even if you're in your 70s, even if you're in your 80s, everyone has a reason for their existence. Everyone, God has a purpose for you. There's a mission to you. There's gifts that you have that you haven't found yet. And our society doesn't care about anybody finding their gifts. They just care that you're a consumer and you keep your mouth shut. But I'm telling you, you can find what your purpose and your mission is by taking the Wild Oats. Cooler than July. Everybody has a John Kennedy within them, a Martin Luther King, a Mahatma Gandhi within them. But we never find it. We never find this mission that we have, this purpose that God has put us here for. But it's there, it's real. And it's part of being healed. It's part of being happy. I'm happy because I get to help people to heal all day long. I've been doing that for 40 years. I'm so happy. If I was paid nothing and I had to live off of beans and rice, I'd still be doing it because I'm just so blasted happy doing my life work. And when I work with people, magic happens. Just the most funnest, coolest thing that I've ever done in my life. There's no process on the planet Earth equal to the Wild Oats. There's nothing that's going to accomplish you find in your life work better than the Wild Oats. Let me reach another point. If you can only listen to the meaning of the silent voice of heart, the rain pours strong upon the I adapted to today. Mountain winds, it courses through my bones tonight. And soon outside, I'll have to go and get some wood and keep this fire blazing in the fireplace. Cabin warmth at night. Seems to rain days in wind. It's pushed against the strength of trees. The voices of the wilderness calling you to go within. So relax and go. Go and sit beside the warming fire. Tell it with yourself tonight. Listen, somewhere deep inside your meaning of life, somewhere just behind your breath, behind the beating of your heart, the wisdom of a thousand years, truth as ancient as the pyramids and temples of the Nile, your truth. Your inner truth. All the secrets and the whispers of the ancients. This inner self has answers. Silent voices mixed with sounds of rain and wind upon the mountainside. You've mastered all the wisdom of the city life. Now to master, to finally touch and hold the deeper wisdom of the soul. Silent inner voice that speaks of truth, your truth, the truth of worlds beyond your eyes, behind the veil. Quiet whispers. Your true self, upon the midnight of the mountain storm, and fire upon the hearth and rain. The sweetest comfort of your heart, and deepest wisdom of your soul. So let's talk a little more about the Wild Oats. Let me turn over in my book. This book, Personality Profiles of the Above Spiral Remedies, you'll be able to find that in Physician Heal Thyself. And also in The Art of Healing, you can get from me their ebooks by contacting me. My contact numbers I'll give out here in a little bit. These two books are the backbone for my certification program. The Wild Oat is for the direction, your direction in life, occupational direction, or the big decisions made during life. Do you, it's so darn great. Oh my God. Do you have issues with finding your life work, your mission, your purpose, or calling in life? Then you would want to use Wild Oat to activate your calling, mission, purpose in life, to find out what your gift is. One businessman in Santa Monica, I'll never forget, I was giving him remedies. We talked about the Wild Oat. He said, definitely want the Wild Oat. He said, you know, when I'm taking Wild Oat, taking it for off and on for many years, he said, when I'm taking the Wild Oat, I never make any incorrect business decisions. That's just too cool. A feeling that life is passing you by. So when you're a Wild Oat person, you feel that life is passing you by because you're not doing what your purpose is. Despondency because of unfulfilled ambitions. So you've got ambitions, you want to do things in life, but you don't know what it is you want to do. Feelings of delay. For those who are not happy in their work, anyone who has work and you're not happy in the work, you're going to want to take a Wild Oat. Because then you're going to find out what you don't want to be doing and find out what it is you do want to be doing. If you're stuck in a rut, especially an occupational rut, you take a Wild Oat to get out of that rut and get into what it is you should be doing. I have a student who was working a job he really didn't like. He wanted to go to naturopathic school and become a naturopathic doctor. Put him on the Wild Oat. And he's been studying with me now for 6-8 months, something like that. And he's now signing up for naturopathic school best year. So the Wild Oat work, he's getting out of the job rut and getting into what he really wants to be doing. Dissatisfaction due to unfulfilled ambitions. Unable to realize ideals. You know there's something you should be doing in life, but you don't know what it is. Uncertainty of ambitions. You don't know what exactly it is you should be doing. Lack of a sense of ambition and achievement. You feel like you'd like to be achieving something, but you don't know what it is. The big decisions in life, we talked about that. To figure out what it is you want to be doing in life. So either big decisions or your life work, that'll tell you. It's just the sweetest thing to have your purpose, mission, and gift in life. Alan Goldman, who is a buddy of mine, I hope to have him on the show at some time. He's now a naturopathic doctor. And he started the Whole Life Expo in L.A. and all along the West Coast and all across the United States. And he said to me, Eric, he kept saying, Eric, anytime you give me Bach remedies, it's totally different than when anybody else gives them to me. And that's because it's my gift. I know how to make those things sing. And that's my experience with everyone. Everybody tells me they get results that nobody else gets when I give them Bach flowers. When my students learn from me, they get results nobody else gets. For an artist that's bogged down in mundane affairs, needs to free up more creative time. Get off the treadmill of work. To figure out what it is you want to do in life. And my favorite story, which I told last week, but I'll tell again, my friend John, who's aching because he was a framer, frame store, hated his work. And I had dinner at his, it was in an art store he worked, and he was the framer. He'd take the pictures and he framed them for you, but he hated it, minimum wage. And he showed me pictures he had done. He had been the art director of the Hare Krishna movement, a beautiful visionary artist. But he stuck in this frame store and work that he hates. I said, well, man, you need to take this Wilder. He was like one of the most impatient guys ever. And I gave him the impatience. I said, you know, he bought the remedy, took it for a year. I told him to take it for a year in the Wild Oat. I came back to Humboldt County, and I called him up. He invited me over. He said, I have something I want to show you. He took me into his garage, which was now an art studio. All along the walls were beautiful, breathtaking paintings and pictures that he had drawn. He drew with pencil, too. And he took me to his desk and handed me two invitations. I'll never forget it. One was to an art gallery opening in Washington, D.C., and one was to an art gallery opening in New York City. He had now taken his place as one of the leading visionary artists in the United States. That is Wild Oat. Let me read you another poem. Night. In the night, the desert night, the silence deeper than your heart can feel. Somewhere in the distance, the barking of a dog, everything else is still. Stillness deep. Where is the less frequent silence of the night? We live all our it's so dark. We live one appointment, one objective, and then the next, arriving. Arriving never anywhere. But in the desert night, the silence of the earth and whispers to your heart, be still and listen to your inner self. Tonight, seek to find your truth. And step away from all this busy of the city life and step into the inner self and find the you that's true, your true self. All along the desert of the waiting night. The shadows of the moon, the beams of starlight falling on your heart, the ancient voices of the true self, softer than your footsteps on the desert path, silent as the cosmic wind that blows against the universe, deeper than the secrets of a thousand years, the truth that's waiting there for you. Wow. That's deep. Let me read you another one here in my lap. If you can navigate this life without disease, if you can just resolve the traumas of the heart, if you can understand and know yourself, the deep emotions of your heart, if you could listen only hear the messages coming softly from the soul. Then you would have peace and have the meaning of your life, and joy and happiness, and understand the person who you really are. Embracing deep your inner truth, and calm and rest within the heart. The world of there is nothing on earth, nothing that will accomplish what the wild earth will accomplish. Mark my words. Peace of mind is waiting there for you. But you must first resolve the baggage that you carry. The years of stuck emotions, toxic chaos, and the bad dark roots running wild within your mind. If you could only handle the darkened corners of your shadow world, the heavy weight of darkness of your heart, and cease there's a Romanian saying that says the dead are buried with dirt, the living with paper. To separate this paper. The way you bury and deny. There's peace of mind and happiness behind the spring of mountain water from the earth. The gentle sounds of flowing spring, the bubbles from the rocks, to touch your heart with wonder, to lift your soul behind this world of tears, transport you to the world beyond, where wonder rules the ways of men, and peace thrives heart and breath to those who dare to feel. So Wild Earth, if you dare to find out who you really are, let me tell you a little bit about my course. My course is a 1 year for the basic and the second year is for the advanced training, if you choose to take the second. We give certified homeopath, certified nutrition consultant, certified herbalist, and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. My course is effortless learning. There's no tests, there's no examinations. You and I sit together. I hold your hand. I sit beside you for a year. We meet once a week. I put you on the remedies. It should be the most dramatic healing of your entire life. It should just blow you away. That's the way you learn it, on the inside of your own self. And as we work together, you learn the gateways and the doorways of the healing process to heal yourself, to become free of your suffering, to help other people. You learn to help other people to heal them of their suffering by taking them through the gateways and the doorways of the healing process, which is pretty much unknown on the planet Earth right now. Even in the naturopathic colleges, God bless them, the one here, they're actually putting people in clinic on the, I shouldn't be saying this, but on the Prozac sometimes, because it's so confusing. How do you get people through the doorways that they need to go through? That's what I show you how to do. But it's like learning to fly an airplane. You need somebody sitting on the airplane in the seat right beside you, teaching you how to do the flying. It's not like you just read a book and learn how to do it. So it's an apprenticeship, a true apprenticeship. I teach you the wonderful bark flower remedies using the protocol. a teacher of the wonderful SAF, which is the deepest thing you'll ever see. Louise Hay, it's one of her favorite techniques, that it's the most powerful healing system on earth. And I teach you that over time. Teach you the wonderful alignment technique, puts all the bones of the spine into a complete spinal alignment, gets most everybody out of pain. There's two diet programs and nutrition programs that I teach for the healing of the body and the heart. My program will blow your mind. And if you've got the courage to do deep healing, deeper than you've ever done or experienced in your life, give me a call. My telephone number is 406-585-0774. My website, DrEricLove.com. My email, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. I'll share more about my program. One time your heart was happy and the loving of your soul would flow. When you were young and let yourself begin to feel and not go numb and check your feelings off and bury deep away. Alone upon the desert night with only stars. With only stars of hope and dreams. An owl calls out, and everything is still. Nothing breathes as you pass by, ghost upon the stillness of the night. When you are happy, and your heart was free. One time when you were very young, and your heart was free. So again, my phone number is 406-585-0774. If you want to call me and we'll just chat, I'll share with you about how the program works. I'd be honored. And thank you for letting me come into your home tonight and share with you. And God bless us all here and help us to tune in to God's healing gifts that he's bringing to the planet as we become the students of the enlightenment and the new enlightenment that is coming to the world through your grace. Amen. Thank you very much. And come and visit with us again next week on Healing the Heart. God bless you.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.